Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, dead Aaron Hernandez and wooing. That's pretty much it. I think we can move on from the wooing.
Did you see that the Bill O'Reilly is unemployed?
I saw that. And I don't think it's because of what he did. I think it's because he lost a bunch of sponsors.
I think that's what it boils down to.
Pretty much.
Well, that, and they had to pay out on a bunch of lawsuits.
Yeah, so, but, you know, I think it wound up costing him $13 million. But I'm pretty sure that guy's made them a lot more than $13
million. No doubt.
So.
No doubt. But the, listen, I'm not a believer in, especially, you know, we hear this all the time about, like when Don Imus got fired. And I'm no Don Imus fan. I think Don Imus does terrible radio. I think he's a hokey, you know, whatever. But when he got fired for the nappy-headed hose thing, I kind of felt bad because I don't believe people should be fired for, even if it's a failed attempt at a joke.
Right.
Like, if you're an entertainer, and at the end of the day, that's what he is, an entertainer. And you say something, and you mean it in jest, and you're fired for it. I always bum out about that. Now, in Bill's case, it's not on the air stuff he got fired for. It's clearly HR issues. Like he's sexually harassing not just like one woman, but like multiple women. At some point, that you start to lose sponsors, you have to pay out millions of dollars in lawsuits. At some point, you just got to cut your losses and get away from it. So I'm not surprised that it happened, but it's not one of those. Normally, when a radio guy gets fired, it's for something he said on the air, and I usually like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah, or they get suspended for that. Which we're gonna every now and then you're going to push the envelope a little, and sometimes it's. Yeah, okay, it's going to wind up offending a bunch of people. Like when I used to call you midget killer and people all took it like I wanted to kill midgets, which was absolutely ridiculous. But that's all right. And
because you never did actually do that.
No.
Nor did I, by the way.
Not kill anyone. No, you beat up on a guy who was smaller than you and beat the crap out of him. And
we technically weighed the same amount.
You did weigh the same amount. And part of it was you were much taller, and then the photo that you tweeted out from way in was kind of at an angle. And it made him look like a little person.
Right.
It really did. But the reality is, okay, so that wound up pissing a bunch of people off. But there was no intent there. And I think, you know, if you do this every now and then, you're going to make a joke that, you know, I don't like it when people get suspended for stuff. I think you should get a slap on the wrist. I think you should get told, hey, that one didn't work. And part of it's on us to know when maybe we went too far with something. I mean, you got in trouble for the stuttering thing, or at least angered the stuttering people.
I did anger them.
But I don't think people should be fired for that. And that's part of this job. And, you know, but as far as the sexual harassment stuff, you know, every work environment's different. And, you know, some people, and some of the stuff I heard, frankly, wasn't that bad. It's not what I would consider sexual harassment. Some of it was. But I think once a guy gets a reputation.
Right.
And then when people start backing out, I'm no fan of I think what Bill O'Reilly does from a media perspective was pretty smart. It was a good way to make money. Just like I think what Skip Bayless does is really smart. Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like Bill O'Reilly's shtick at all. I don't. Well, first of all, I don't really like Bill O'Reilly. I feel like Bill O'Reilly's kind of a bully.
A little bit.
I don't like.
But it works for him.
I don't like interview shows where the host asks a question, and then when the interview starts to reply to the question, the host yells at them and barks them down. I get nothing from that type of broadcast, but apparently a lot of people do.
Yeah, a lot of people.
This is a guy who was very successful. By the way. This is a very successful television show. But it's, you know, again, I feel sorry for guys when they get caught up for stuff that they did on the air, because on the air is, I mean, it's not a, you know, not everything's always scripted. You know, it's difficult. But for what this guy did, I can't really say that I feel bad for him.
No, but yeah, I think it all comes down to people say, well, he got fired for what he did. No, he got fired because he lost a bunch of advertisers. And, you know, that's what makes the thing, that's what makes all this stuff work. And, you know, if we say something that winds up costing us a bunch of advertisers, and we have said stuff before that's cost us an advertiser here or there.
Yeah.
If we lose them all, guess what?
What did we, remember we had
hot dog picture.
Is that what? Oh, the corn dog picture lost us a sponsor.
Yes, it did.
Some Ford, like some country ass Ford dealership. I don't remember what it was. Yeah, like where
it's a Ford dealership down south.
Oh, like way outside the city though, right?
Outside the city, but within the League City.
Okay. Well, they were out on us after that. Yeah, I don't know why.
Pretty quickly too.
Oh, because I guess they
were sponsors of that chick.
Yeah, yeah, and
of the corn dog lady.
Yeah, and they did not like that our listeners were photoshopping.
We can't control what our listeners do.
Yeah, but I think it's because we were encouraging it.
Oh. Mm. I mean, Bill O'Reilly encouraged his listeners to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, that's what's worse at the end game, John? Come on.
Don't we have the HRNP listener line now anyway? That was like
the studio sponsor.
Studio sponsor.
Yeah.
We have a studio sponsor now.
Yeah, now we do.
Yeah. So who cares? And guess what? I won't go buy Fords from you when I need to buy a Ford. Let's change the subject and get on another call. Chris. Let's see what Chris has to say.
Hello, Chris. Sports to you.
Sports, but hey, what are the odds that Westbrook wins a championship? I mean, I'm sorry. What are the odds that Harden wins a championship before Russell Westbrook?
I mean, that to me, it's 50-50 because I don't think either guy is ever going to win a championship.
Well, unless they wind up at the end of their career.
Right, on another team where they're like a fading vet on a team that's going to win. I
would say Harden's team is closer, so 52-48. But
yeah. But I've said for a long time, I don't think James Harden is a guy who, if he's the best player on your team, is going to win a championship. I feel the exact same way about Russell Westbrook. I mean, they are dynamic players that can damn near carry a team by themselves a long way, but they are not the kind of players who can win a championship.
John, you're supposed to punch the button on that. We just talked Rockets and Thunder.
That was your Rockets talk, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
Hey, get back to one of the questions. He said we got off on the millennial thing, his millennial comment, but he was asking about Ring of Honor and the retired number for Andre. I'm assuming they're going to retire his number. I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to do a Ring of Honor or they're just going to hang retired numbers from the banner or from the rafters. But my guess is that no one else is going to wear 80 as a Texan, nor should they, in my opinion. I know I've said for a long time he's not a Hall of Famer.
Well, he's the best player.
He's the best player they've ever had.
But they're also, we're talking about a very young franchise, too. I'm not big on the retiring numbers thing. I think hang his banner from the rafters, or his jersey from the rafters, is cool. If you create a Ring of Honor like they have in Dallas, I think that's cool. He should be your first guy in it. And after that, I don't know who else would belong in a Ring of Honor here.
I mean, J.J. Watt when he's done
eventually. But yeah, not right now.
I don't know.
Arian Foster, maybe? He had some pretty big seasons here.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's not a very...
Maybe Dwayne Brown?
Maybe Dwayne Brown at the end of his career. But they haven't had anyone else who's not here anymore that you would put in there.
No. Dave Ragone?
No.
David Carr?
No.
No.
Tony Banks?
No.
I love going down memory lane with Texans quarterbacks. Dave Ragone started a game for him. I remember that. So I have to do, every year I do this thing in Philly where I do the mock draft for the Texans.
Uh-huh.
And so they're going to send me the list of everything that's going to, oh yeah, we got it. We'll come back to that. But I'll tell you when we come back who it was that I'm actually taking on behalf of the Texans. Right now, we are going to go to, yeah, I love doing the show, and most of the time I'd rather be here, but right now I'd rather be where John Granato is because he's at China Garden hanging out with Carol and the gang, giving people free egg rolls. What's going on, John?
What do you say, boys? Yep, we're over here at China Garden. Leland and Crawford want you to come on out. If you're on your way to the game, it's embarrassing if you're not going to stop at China Garden. You park over here, all right? You get 10% off of your meal if you park here at China Garden. You get a free egg roll just by coming in and saying, I want an egg roll. That's all you got to do. And we hang out. We have some drinks before the game, and then we walk over through the parking garage. So easy. And this is the place to park. Don't be going other places. Do you think they're giving you 10% off or a free egg roll anywhere? No.
No, I don't think so.
That's just the China Garden. So get on over here. We're going to be here up until game time. Right before the tip and hanging out, and this place is just always hopping before and after the game. But you don't have to have an event; you can come here anytime. Here's Carol right here, and we're gonna have a few cocktails. We always do our shot before the game, right, Carol?
Yes, we do.
Come on, and it's gonna be. It's always hopping here. This is the place to go before any game or concert or lunch or dinner, whatever you want. If this is the best Chinese, there's not even a question. It's not even arguable.
Party's here.
Let's go. Get on over here. And hang with us before and after the game right here at China Garden, Leland and Crawford. And once again, parking. Richard's going to park you. And you get 10% off your meal and a free egg roll. This is the deal. Can you guys do me a favor, though?
Sure.
When you guys call back, don't let Trey call me, the intern. Carrot cake.
We can't help that, John. You know that.
Yeah.
Carrot cake. We're running the show. Did you hear his new spot, his new commercial?
No.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Strong? Not strong?
It's embarrassing to everyone. John can play.
I'll pull it.
For you.
Okay. Hey, John, what's your thought on the wooing at Astros games?
What is this what?
The woo that's going on at all the Astros games? Are you for or against the woo?
I'm anti-woo.
Okay, good. I thought so.
Yeah. No, why, let's not be embarrassing.
Yeah.
We have to earn it, okay? That's all I know.
All right. Tell Carol I said hello, John.
Yeah, me too. And have the lemon chicken if you're going out there. It's awesome.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Thanks, boys.
All righty. John Granato, China Garden. And Brother Bears, what are the odds? John Granato plays male golfer, female golfer, food at China Garden. I guarantee you.
He actually just did. He's yeah. Woo is a female golfer.
Yeah. Got that one right. Go by there, though. It's if you're going to the game, great place. Get your food on. Man, I really want some egg rolls now. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Nobody better than me. Every night I hear him talk. Cold
story ever told. Somewhere far. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. So do we want to hear this trade thing or not?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
Mondays just got a little less Monday-ish. Hi, this is John Granato, and when I'm hungry, me and my buddy Lance go to Uberito. At Uberito, every Monday is $5 Chicken Monday. Any chicken, burrito, or bowl, or salad is just $5, which means you can satisfy your cravings for chicken and savings simultaneously. And no matter how bad your day is, you could say, hey, at least it's Monday. $5 Chicken Monday at Uberito. You can't beak Chicken Mondays. It's impeccable. Get it? Beak? Impeccable? Try something new. Some conditions may apply. See stores for details. So get to Uberito. $5 Chicken Mondays. $5 Chicken Mondays.
That's pretty strong. I'm not going to lie.
That's a pretty good impression.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I've heard Trey do worse.
Well,
it's rough for Trey when he has to, like, talk in the Granado voice. When he just does this, it's okay.
Everybody has a Granado impression.
I don't.
Really?
No. Well, I mean, I could probably come up with one, but
who
I don't.
Does it? Yeah. Okay. It sounds like Granado is like a little slow. A little bit. Yeah. A Granado who's
But he's not. We know that.
Right. Right.
He's got a fully functional brain.
Exactly. So
that's been proven.
I think so. 713-780-ESPN. John, somebody asked what happened to the other traffic lady. I'm guessing she just took a week off.
Yeah, she's taking vacation.
Okay. Is this one hot?
I've never met her.
Okay, because you need to scout that. That's part of, you know, everybody asked that about traffic ladies. Is she hot? That's the first thing you ask.
Does it sound like she is?
ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center on I-10, the East Freeway westbound at Wayside. A truck has lost his load and is blocking the right and center lanes.
Lost his load.
She sounds nasty, I'll say that. I don't know about hot.
Hold on.
Honestly, she doesn't sound like a broadcaster.
No. They all have that kind of high sort of voice.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center on I-10, the East Freeway westbound at Wayside, a truck has lost his load and is blocking the right and center lanes.
And he's walking.
Oh, boy.
Afterwards. Oh.
I hate when a truck loses his load.
Yeah.
All over the freeway.
And then walks up and down the road.
Blocks the freeway. That's a hell
of a... truck has lost his load.
That's a hell of a load if it's blocking the freeway.
Oh, boy.
Truck has lost his load.
You should just get rid of the truck.
Truck has lost his load.
What lost his load?
Truck has lost his load.
Yeah.
Has lost his load.
Yeah.
I mean, we pay for that, right? We can do whatever we want to it.
I guess.
Within reason.
He's lost his load.
So he says she sounds better than the old chick.
I don't know. Like, that lady, she doesn't sound like a broadcaster. She doesn't sound like a professional broadcaster. She sounds like she's filling in for somebody.
Big Doug said that kind of sounded like a cross between Dick Vitale and Granado. The Trey.
Getting now, back to who that. Was the... remember the... Was it a baseball player who said, you sound like you're filling in for somebody? Who was that guy?
Oh, that was, God, who was that guy? We used to have that whole rant. It's not funny. That guy.
Is it the same guy?
Yeah.
Derek Anderson?
No, it was a baseball player.
Oh,
no, it wasn't
not
funny guy. It was
Brett Myers?
Brett Myers,
that's
yeah.
right. Oh, I missed that.
I bet you can't even spell, yeah. 936 wants to know if the truck is having a smoke right now.
It should be.
Yeah. So, that was really good.
Did you see last night, speaking of former washed-up Astros pitchers, did you see that Bud Norris came in to pitch middle relief for the Astros last night?
Yeah, yeah.
Just a few years ago, Bud Norris was the opening day starter for the Astros. That lets you know how dismal those Astros days were.
Oh, yeah. Well, it
was a discussion of who should start for us opening day, Bud Norris or Lucas Harrell. I mean, it's crazy.
You know what would be a fun thing is go back and take the very worst Astros team and look at their lineup then versus their lineup now and their starting pitching then versus now. I guarantee you the best starting pitcher, and as much as I've complained about, yeah, I'm not crazy about 3-4-5 in this rotation. Those guys would be 1-2-3 in that rotation.
Probably.
Yeah, going back to the really bad years. That's
let's see. Here it is. The 2013 Astros. Their starting rotation was Dallas Keuchel. Who was 6-10 that year?
Yeah, so Dallas Keuchel now greater than Dallas Keuchel,
right? Lucas Harreld,
okay.
Eric Bedard. Remember when he was like a big free agent signing? Like, yeah. It was like a big deal. They got Eric Bedard. Jordan Lyles.
Remember, he was supposed to be the big superstar. Yep. Never worked out.
And Bud Norris. Also catching a few spots was Brad Peacock, who's still on the team.
Yeah, somehow still hanging.
And actually
around.
Much better now than he was then.
Yeah. Well, so is Dallas
Keuchel. Much better as a relief pitcher.
All right.
The starting lineup. Oh, this is really bad. Although they did have J.D. Martinez.
Right.
Who,
but he didn't become anything until he went to Detroit.
No, he would be, like, if he was still, I don't know if he would be one of the best players on their team. He's easily, besides Jose Altuve, he's had the most major league success of that lineup, but none of it was with the Astros.
Right.
He's just a guy here.
Right.
Jason Castro at catcher.
We know that act.
Chris Carter at first base.
Okay.
Altuve at second. Jonathan Villar got the bulk of starts at short. Matt Dominguez at third. J.D. Martinez in left. Brandon Barnes in center. L.J. Hose in right field. And Carlos Pena DHing. The guys they had coming off the bench, Robbie Grossman, Brett Wallace, Marwin Gonzalez, Carlos Corporan, and jeez, Ronnie Cedeno.
Who was the little tiny shortstop? And it probably would have been the year before that, because I remember going to a game, and it was Altuve and this other little person at shortstop, and it looked like a high school team.
I don't know.
It probably was like the year or two before that, and if you say his name, I'll know it. But he's a guy, like, you look at him and goes, he does not belong in the major leagues, and he didn't. And he was starting a lot of games at shortstop for him. It was before VR.
Was it Jake Elmore?
I don't know if that was it or not. Look at him, if he's 5'6", it was him.
He's like 5'10".
No, it wasn't him.
He's shorter than that.
Shorter than that, yeah.
See, now, I don't know.
Texter will remember. Texter will let me know.
So I don't know if this is worse. This is 2012, where they lost fewer games. They had Lucas Harrell, who won their most games, 11-11. Bud Norris was 7-13. Jordan Lyles, 5-12. Wandy Rodriguez, 7-9. And Jay Happ, 7-9.
Man. Jay Happ's still in the league, isn't he?
Yeah, he actually pitched pretty well for the Jays last year.
Yeah.
And just went on DL, I think.
Dallas Keuchel went 3-8.
Yeah, Dallas Keuchel did not have a promising start to his career. Like, yeah. I wouldn't have blamed the Astros had they kind of just given up on the fact that he was going to ever be really great. Kudos to them for sticking with it. Although, I mean, listen to the rest of those names. They didn't really have a choice.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to find this name. This is driving me nuts. Tiny utility infielder for the Astros. It wasn't Jed Lowry. He was bigger than that. This guy was... I wish I could remember. I'll have it by the time we come back.
He plays shortstop?
Yeah. He also was second baseman. He was a middle infielder, but he was playing shortstop for several games.
Do you know what year?
Like, it was probably the year before that. It was before VR, so it would have been 11 or 12. Might have been 10. No, it wouldn't have been that far back. Been 11 or 12. Probably 12, now that I think about it.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about the Kima Craft Beer Fest coming up on Saturday, April 29th. It's going to be going on from 2 to 5 p.m. The Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries invite you to spend a day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers. You're going to have a bunch of locals out there. Eighth Wonder, Buffalo Bayou, Carbach, Galveston Island will be out there, Spindletap, St. Arnold, as well as a bunch of national brands like New Belgium, Green Flash, and Ballast Point. A lot of great brew going to be out there. And you can buy advance tickets now, only $44.95 a person, or $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. And they're $49.95 on the day of, so it pays to get there early, get these tickets in early. Your admission includes beer samples, of course, giveaways from the beer vendors, and food samples. There's going to be live music all day. Purchase tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or on-site at multiple ticket booths at the Kema Boardwalk. All guests must present valid ID at the time of purchase, and of course, you must be 21 years of age. That's the Kema Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, April 29th from 2 to 5. For more info, check them out online, KemaBeerFest.com. So insecure!
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android.
Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. This is going to drive me nuts now. I'm going through like year-by-year stats from the Astros to try to find this guy.
Still no luck.
Now, he didn't. I mean, he was up and down. He's one of those guys because, you know, they had players come up from the minors and go back down. And so he didn't play a lot of games, but it just at that particular time when he was out there with.
I think it's Jake Elmore you're thinking
it,
of.
It may be.
He's not a big dude.
It may be Jake Elmore. It doesn't sound right, but.
Not Clint Barmas?
Clint Barmas is pretty big.
Yeah, it wasn't Barmas.
Relatively.
And not Ronnie Cedeno.
No, wasn't him. So, and I remember the guy played a little outfield too. So just, I'll figure it out. One of these years, it had to be either 11, 12, or 13.
Okay.
One of those years. So.
Jong.
Yeah.
Guess what's happening?
What?
Mike Florio posted today.
Oh, God.
We don't spend a lot of time navel-gazing or peeling back the curtain on how the sausage is made because the primary goal at PFT is to provide a constant, real-time snapshot of anything and everything happening in the NFL. Sometimes, however, a clarification is needed.
Oh!
A recent item with comments from receiver DeAndre Hopkins has drawn some criticism on Twitter. And while we're no stranger to criticism on Twitter, it's a very small price to pay for not having to work for a living, this specific criticism was unwarranted. The allegation was that PFT cut up a DeAndre Hopkins quote to make it sound more vile than it really was, with a comparison between the portion of the quote that PFT posted and a full quote that was circulated by the team. That allegation is not accurate. PFT engaged in no editing or reduction of the Hopkins quote.
That's just a lie.
The story was written based on a tweet. Well, at the end of this, you'll find something interesting. The story was written based on a tweet from Aaron Wilson, which, by the way, now we write stories based on a tweet, from Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle, and we use the full quote from the tweet posted by Wilson. DeAndre Hopkins on Bill O'Brien defending how he played last season. A down season? ? It's a team sport. I did my job. When MDS wrote it up, that's what he had. So he didn't cut up anything. He used what one of the reporters covering the team on a regular basis had posted on Twitter during the press conference. Then he gives the full quote, which we played yesterday, and he says, PFT cut up nothing. We used a quote that was posted on Twitter by a reporter covering the team on a regular basis. If someone wants to accuse Wilson of shrinking the quote to make it more vile, that's their business. My guess is that he chose the most newsworthy chunk of the answer and posted it on Twitter. It's highly unlikely that he picked and chose language in an effort to find a way to make Hopkins look more vile, since Wilson will be attending other press conferences and media availabilities throughout the course of the season. So they're blaming it on
Aaron Wilson. Hmm. Well, if you're writing it off a tweet, that's even worse.
Yeah.
That's part of your issue. But I'm glad you're defending yourself. I went back and looked at Aaron Wilson's tweets. I didn't see him tweet that out.
He did.
Did he?
Yeah.
He tweeted out like that?
It's got a link to it on the PFT story. It says, okay. And he does have a question mark after a down season. It says.
So it's on him then. That was a dumb tweet on his part.
Okay.
It's dumb of them to pick it up and then to go out of their way to defend themselves.
But can we get to the real part of the story here is that Jong stirred up Mike Florio enough that he.
I don't know if it was me.
It was you.
Yeah, it was you, dude.
I don't know. Pat's that. Tweeted.
It's got a link
well
to your
too.
Twitter on there.
No, does it?
Yeah, when you click on the link, it goes to Jong's Twitter.
Wait, which one?
I'm just making that
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Mike Florio doesn't have time for that.
Mark Florio.
Yeah.
Mark Florio.
He's busy.
Although, I got to say, if I ever come across something that is newsworthy, I go back to these damn press conferences and listen to it. Like I went back to DeAndre Hopkins. I went back to J.J. Watt today. I went back and listened to Golden Tate up there, and I pulled all these quotes. So I think, and I'm sure that Pro Football Talk has a much bigger resource than I do over here because I do that all by myself.
You think they have more of a budget?
Yeah, just a little bit.
They sure don't act like it. They just pull crap off of Twitter and make stories out of it.
Yeah, and when I saw that,
that's pretty easy to do, actually.
Yeah, when I saw that quote from DeAndre Hopkins, on Pro Football Talk. I went back to his press conference and I listened to it. And that it's not a long. I mean, it wasn't short. It was probably like 12 minutes long, and it came at the very end of it. And I didn't have a transcript to go on. So
this is driving me nuts because I remember Robbie Grossman was on that team too, and he was tiny. It just looked like a high school team.
Oh. I mean, they played like a high school team.
Yeah, that's true. 713-780-ESPN. How about, let's see, who do we want here? Who's been on hold the longest? I think Eric has. Let's get Eric on.
Hey, guys.
Sports.
How you guys doing?
We're doing sports.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I love Houston. I love listening to you guys complain every day. I think the woo people out at the Astros field sound like a bunch of woo girls. Like sorority girls right before they do a shot. But that's not what I'm calling in about. I'm actually headed over to the Rockets game right now. I'm excited about it. I really think Harden should win the MVP if he blows out Westbrook for four games.
But
what do you think?
You realize that the votes are already in.
The
voting's
already done.
Yeah. I know the votes are already in.
But you can't go and change it.
Yeah, but I believe that that proves if he does it in four games that they should have waited to vote.
Now, but they never have in the past.
Now here's my question to you. If that does happen and then Kawhi Leonard blows out the Rockets in four games, does that mean he should have won the MVP?
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Because otherwise we're just going to give it to Steph Curry or LeBron James every year, cuz one of those teams is winning the title.
And that's what you have finals MVP for. Now I wish you had playoff MVP like you do in the NHL. Where you give it to a guy who's the best one throughout the playoffs. I think that would be pretty cool. Well, they gave it to the wrong guy last year, in my opinion, but that's all right.
Well, I mean, they have a finals MVP, which...
Yeah, but that's... And usually the guy who's the best in the finals is probably the one who's
probably the one who got him there.
But, yeah. 713. Why are people so dumb? It's a regular season award. Yeah, it's you can't reopen a debate for something that's closed. You know, it's, hey, guess what? Hillary Clinton lost the presidency. We can't go back and debate
what?
And I want to clarify one thing just real quickly because people are saying, well, you're trashing Houston fan and all this stuff. No, we're trashing a small segment of fans that happen to be doing this. And in general, there's certain fans in this city that you deserve to be trashed. Doesn't mean you're trashing the entire fan base.
Are you talking about Woo Guy?
Yeah, I'm talking about Woo Guy. Because there's some pretty damn good fans out there. Maybe I don't give them enough credit, but there's some really good ones for all of the sports teams.
Yeah, you can't think that the behavior of some fans is obnoxious without that's a mark on the whole fan base.
No, I don't believe that. And that doesn't mean we're attacking the entire fan base. Jules said you guys are spot on. Phil Kessel should have won the Conn Smythe. Thank you. I'm glad somebody else came up with that. But it's a bunch of Canadians voting on the award. They wanted Sidney Crosby to help his legacy. Crosby was a -2 in the damn Stanley Cup Finals, too. Kessel was better in the final. I'm still mad about that. Sorry.
I'm over it.
A lot of people keep asking me about the...
Jung, are you over that?
Yeah. It's not like you guys care.
The Phil Kessel snub for the Conn Smythe?
He
should have won the damn award.
He should have.
Oh.
Well, I could have made a case for him, Chris Letang, or even Matt Murray over Sidney Bing Crosby. But that's all right. Nobody asked me. But... A bunch of people are asking what I think of the Caps Leafs. I think the Caps win. I think the Caps go on and win the series. I'm obviously rooting for it to go the other way. I can't look at that series objectively. So 713-780-ESPN. Let's do one more real quick, Mark. I have a really good gem of the day, by the way. A lot of people have sent it to me via Twitter and Facebook.
Even my friends have sent it to me.
Yeah, it's a good one. You guys will like it.
It's making the rounds in the Asian community.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Woo.
Mark. No, I don't think anyone sent it to me.
I bet they have. What's up, Mark?
Fred.
Hey now, sports.
So, I think you're talking about Enrique Kike Hernandez as a shortstop. He was a utility guy for the Astros, and then he got traded away to the Marlins, and like I think for Colin Moran or something like that, something crazy like that.
That might be right. I thought it was a little white guy. And... it was like Feldman or something like that, but it wasn't Feldman. And he only played a few games, but I've been looking through all the stats that has the full stats for the season, and I can't find him. So I'm not making this up, though, because I was with a friend who had front row seats on the Astros dugout, and we were right behind it, and I just remember seeing those two guys come off the field and seeing Chris Carter miss a curveball by like 3 feet to strike out once. I'm like, he heard me say, oh, you got to be bleeping kidding me. But the little guy who was playing shortstop was the same height as Altuve, and it just looked like a high school team. And that was when they were at their worst. I'll figure it out. It won't be today. All right, so that great gem of the day is coming up next. Hey, can I give something away on the way out here? Is that all right?
I'm okay with it.
How about the win tickets for two to attend the 2017 annual CCA Bay Area Banquet? It's a crawfish dinner with drinks, auctions, raffles, and good old-fashioned fundraising fun. It's this Friday, April 21st, at the Bay Area Community Center in Seabrook. Tickets are still available. Log on to ccatexas.org and get yours today. Caller number 10.
We don't deal with outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues, not to mention. They say they can smell your intention.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Spinderella cut it up one time. Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about
And we're back on the Blitz. Wednesday's playoff game two, and John Granato is hosting Happy Hour at China Garden, located across the street from Toyota Center on Leland. China Garden is the perfect place to pick up a bite to eat and a great drink for the game. Join John between 5 and 7 before tip-off for the best egg roll in town. Tell Carol you heard it on ESPN 97.5 and get an egg roll for free. And tell Carol you like us better than John.
Carol likes John, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she likes us, too.
But not as much as she likes
John. No, she loves John.
John's her guy.
And... But
she's always very nice to me. When
she's great, and one of the best things to do is when it's quiet there and it's just her and a few other people is going and sitting in the bar and eating my lemon chicken and BSing with Carol because she's so much fun. All right, I think I'm going to go with Jake Elmore as a guy I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Because they list him at 5'10". There's no way he's 5'10".
That was my first guess.
Yeah,
I'm really smart.
That's what I'm going to go with, but it still doesn't feel right. But that's all right. That's the best I can do. All right.
Somebody asked if it was Jeff Kepinger.
How tall was Kepinger?
I know, I'm looking it up.
That might be closer.
6 foot.
No, it wasn't him then. Because if he's 6 foot, that means he's really like 5'10". And a lot of people keep asking, was it Adam Everett? No, Adam Everett was years ago. This was not that long ago. All right, time for the much ballyhooed Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The anticipation.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we don't do a lot of tennis, but there was a tennis match today between Francis Tiafoe and Mitchell Krueger at the Sarasota Open in Florida. And the match had to be temporarily disrupted. There's a lot of reasons this could happen. Weather, maybe bugs, fatigue, injury. No, this was disrupted by the sounds of a couple having loud sex.
Now, this video, I think, was about 4 minutes long. I had to cut it up in the second minute.
All right, Florio, how long did you cut it down to?
You heard that?
Yeah.
Well, that is... the most bizarre situation. I don't know how to put this, folks,
hey,
but somebody's
guy,
phone.
Keep it down. Thank you.
Going off in the stands. I don't know how well you could pick that up at home. I still hear it. It's still going.
Was there do we know that they were inside the...
What is going on?
It can't be that good!
No, that's not a phone. That is... That's an apartment across the lake.
God. Oh, my.
Wow.
One of the players that was playing stopped and said, it cannot be that good.
Yeah, I heard that.
Clearly it was.
ATX says, how is that different than all the damn grunting on the court?
It's true. It could have just been the ladies' tennis match next door.
Well played, ATX. It might have been Joe Englet, too, because he's only like 5'9", which means he's 5'6 or 5'7". One of those
Joe Englet was like a long time ago, right?
2011. Okay. It was in that 2011 to 13 range when they were so bad and it's going to all the games. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Squeeze on a phone call. Kevin, you're on the Blitz.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, listen, man. Last week I called in about James Harden, and I live here in Surfside, Texas, and we really love your show down here, whatever we can get. I mean, sometimes the wind changes and we can't quite get your signal. But what I was going to say was I've been listening to your show since you were on in the mid-afternoon, and when Dave Tepa helps you guys get out of that thing with you pepper spraying John, because I'm pretty sure he did. And I love your show, man. And again, I'm going to ask you, did you watch that Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings movie? But again, I love your movie, man. I love your show. And that's all I had to say.
All right, thank you. Yes, Fred and I both watched it last night. Excellent. It was excellent. Thank you for the recommendation. That was a very good movie.
I'm so far behind on stuff right now.
We made time for that movie, Fred.
We'll get to it.
Yes.
And you don't have to remind us again.
That's what I watched when the Astros started wooing too much. Yeah. I watched that movie. I'm thankful for that recommendation.
How tall was Tommy Manzella?
I don't know.
Somebody might have found it here. This might be it. His opening day shortstop in 2010, split time with Jeff Kepinger. Hit 192, which sounds about right. And, then went on to play for the Diamondbacks, Brewers, White Sox, Rockies, Blue Jays.
6'3".
Oh, no, that's not him. All right, I'm going to stick with it. It's one of those two.
I was going to say, Tommy Manzella, I think, played at Round Rock when I was in Austin.
Yeah.
He's a normal-size human.
Getting a lot of day early for 420 celebrations. Was that Matthew McConaughey? Sounds like happy hour started early. All right. Quick break. We got a lot more to go. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.